Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Until We Are Soft Again by Shauna Richmond. I know a place where living takes flight, where we can plant willow and watch them grow gracefully cascade to the ground. And together we can bring life to the parts forever shaded as we share oxygen and flashes of light kiss our skin through life we created. A place with crystal clear streams forever changing, yet still the same, where every twist and turn will be held close until we're soft again. Meet me under the celestial croissant with its ridged crispy dough and cream-colored insides. Dreamy craters perfect for scooping up space like blueberry jam. Edible stardust speckled throughout. Find me where silver cutlery light invites to devour. Reflected in your eyes until the buttermilk orange juice skies offer Milky Way breakfast. Under the egg yolk sunlight again. By Irina Viren. Ancient Remedies by Raquel Medora. Can you tell me how the roots and the leaves listen while I place my hand on their trunks and ask them to whisper their wisdom as if the bark could bark orders at me about how to save a marriage, how to serve, how to hide emotions in a vaulted reserve, how the calluses on my memories have lived in my brain in vain. Can it snap back into place as if snapping wouldn't just break a branch away? Without a roof, the air is like transparency. Voiceless and present, no facet of truth to unearth, your hands like wiggling worms, ambition like a slippery snail, hidden face of a temptress, let her, like water, wash away. Speak by Maggie Devers. She speaks in poetry like she doesn't know another way. Seriously, there is a soundtrack to her life. It's not even main character energy, it's I embody me energy. How brave to live for yourself and all your deep, true, pure desires. The ones underneath what you show, and even the ones under those. Excavate your heart and find the way to live for you. Venture to the bottom of the well where it's cool and quiet, where the water springs from the earth. There you will find all you need, the poetry to speak. I've had too much to drink today. The haze of smoke blurs the edges of my deepest musing and leads my mind to wander like a restless traveler. These songs I ruminate on are the blood curling around my ribs, echoing stories I don't want to hear of a beautiful ingenue I once knew, one I feel I am losing. In the dead of morning, I sleep in silence, but I can still feel the hum of the stars repositioning themselves in my sky. How was I an ingenue at 17? Eyes wide open to endless possibilities and then hollowed out. Just smoke and shadows at 23. Will they still want me? When the afterglow fades from my skin, when the bruises of time begin to show their colors and scars, will I still want me when I'm ancient and listless, my youth slipping through my fingers like blood once did from my veins so many moons ago, fingers that once held the future of the world, coming to rest one last time, My precious. Voice by Yvette Francis. Voice to speak, why don't they listen? Voice to teach, do they really learn? Voice to whisper, to soothe, will they take comfort? Voice to declare, truth, will they run away? Voice of courage, voice of beauty, voice of grace. Voice of wisdom, love, and joy. My voice goes on, the voice I have earned, the voice that has always been, now unencumbered, now free, now me, all me. By Yvette Francis.
Circe, by Maggie Devers. You are Zeus come again. You are healed and reborn now with all your strength that never left you. You who have found how to proclaim your imminence. Above the sea, below the clouds, everywhere the heart beats, the blood flows, and the nectar knows is sweet, and sweeter still to taste. You eat the flowers like a madwoman, but they heal you. And you walk with even legs once more, to birth a girl to save the world, as Pluto moves to where they need to be. And we stand once more, forevermore, to write.
Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.